Hey. Mom home?
She's pooping.
Freeze, you diseased rhinoceros pizzle.
What the hell do you want?
What do you think I want, you mean old bastard? I want a fucking room.
Lilu Dallas Multipass.
Fuck all y'all, I'm going home.
I've got Madonna's big dick coming out of my left ear and Toby the Jet, I don't know what, coming out of my right.
May the Schwartz be with you.
We could have retired in Hawaii.
I have been to Hawaii.
Which island?
Come on, I want to lay you.
There can be only one.
Funky butt-loving.
Did you say funky butt-loving?
Oh.
Yes! 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 Oh! 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 Oh, God.
Oh. I'll have what she's having.
Hey, god damn it. Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Cancuzzi, weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, nerdy needs, and kitschy comedy. I am your mom, Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
I'm Cole Wise. You fell flat with that dumb fucking joke, Taylor.
Wasn't a joke. Wasn't a joke at all. How's everybody's week?
Pretty good.
Better than Elijah's.
Yeah.
Well, Elijah...
I did go to a birthday party, though, early Saturday. Adam's kid's birthday.
Yeah, so Elijah calls me up. He's like, hey, you coming to the party? I'm like, what party? I wasn't even invited. My goodness. That's okay, though.
Are you upset that you didn't get invited to a child's birthday party?
Not really. But it makes sense. You know, Elijah's known this guy since he was, you know, a baby.
Right.
He knew that child since it was a zygote.
Yep.
Since the egg was fertilized by the sperm. Mm-hmm. He knew that baby.
I was there.
When you were there for the conception.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
So anyway, after all these kids drink a whole bunch of soda, ice cream,
yeah.
Cake.
Yum.
And then they all line up for a picture. And she's all ready. She's got the camera up. And then this kid just all over the floor. Just slops of ice cream and soda.
Did she take the picture?
And cake. No.
Oh. Missed opportunities.
I was like, take the picture.
Was it the birthday
And then
boy?
She didn't, and everything was going to get all messed up. And I was like, take the fucking picture. And she wouldn't do it. No, it wasn't the birthday boy.
Oh, that's good. At least it wasn't the birthday. But that would be a memorable birthday.
Like it would.
That birthday that
kid
I threw
looked
up.
A little older. I'm thinking he's 10.
Okay.
Wasn't that kid that... pissing us off when we were playing that beanbag game?
Not one of those neighbor trash kids.
Oh, you got to go too, huh, Cole?
No, I'm talking about a different time we were over there.
Sorry.
I don't know what I was saying. It was awesome, though. Best birthday party I've been to in a while.
God, I can't say I did much this week.
But that kid's going to remember that for the rest of his life. Throwing up, and then some, like, 36-year-old man's like, I'm just pointing and laughing at him.
You traumatized the
I hope
kid.
So.
Poor little guy.
I stopped at the Tesoro on Main Street for gas the other day. Remember when I was talking about the clerk? I'm like, have a good day. And he's a little bitch. And he's like, I would, but I'm at work. Right?
Okay.
Just a fucking sad sack. So I'm filling up the gas and I look in the window and it's the same dude. And I'm like, shit. Not this fucking guy. And then I walk in there, and I'm like, hey, what's up? And the guy looks all fucking shook up and shit. I'm like, what's wrong with you? He's like, not even 10 minutes ago, this guy walked in and started picking shit out, like he wants to buy this and that and this and the other thing, right? Mm-hmm. Then rather than give the clerk money, like cash or a card or anything, he calls some dude up, and the dude starts telling him a credit card number over the phone. The clerk's like... Yeah, things don't really work out like that. And the clerk said the guy was all tweaked out. I didn't know, when people say that, I'm not sure if they mean the guy was fucked up on meth or if the guy's fucked up on pills like Oxy or like fentanyl and that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like people have a broad definition of what that means.
Right. Mine would probably be meth. That's tweaking to me.
Yeah, the guy was on some kind of chemicals. And the guy starts fucking flipping out at the clerk for not taking the credit card number over the phone. And he's like swearing at him and getting all aggressive and shit. So the clerk picks up the phone to call the cops. And the dude just fucking runs out and into his car. And you know that Tesoro has kind of like a back way to get out, like over by the car wash. They have a little shed. You can drive behind that shed and go out like a couple buildings down and get out of the parking lot that way. Mm-hmm. Well, he went around the shed, but he didn't go a couple buildings down. He just fucking tried to drive right out, and there's a big fucking fence back there. He ran over one of the posts, and, like, the post went from, like, 90-degree angle to, like, fucking 20-degree angle.
Did
almost.
He take the stuff?
No, he just ran out and drove off, right? And then the clerk's like, well, I wish I had a flashlight and I could see how much damage he did to the fence. And I was like, I'll drive around. I got my headlights on. We can go look at it and shit, right? Mm-hmm. There's a 50-foot chain link fence there. There was not fucking chain link anywhere in sight. He just drove all down Main Street dragging a 50-foot chain link fence behind his fucking car.
Did the cops find him?
I don't know. You know this town, they never put shit in the paper.
They don't put shit in the paper.
You can't fucking find that stuff.
What?
I don't get why not, because like I was here, a nurse I knew at work whose husband works in the yard. And they were talking about stories once at, like, this Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you hear a lot of shit, man, like shootings and stabbings and stuff. It just doesn't come out.
Do you think we're just in a place where we don't want to know about it, so we just don't report it?
I don't know.
No, I wanted to know. I went looking.
No, I'm just talking about, do you think people would rather be complacent, or they'd rather be, just ignorant about it? I mean, the population
now,
as a whole.
The fact of the matter is that nobody wants to read the fucking paper and wants to pay money for some dick to drop off the paper when you have the internet. So they're just putting less and less shit in there because they don't have enough.
That was stolen like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing in the news. Nothing in the paper. Hmm. His fucking car was stolen. He just wants it back.
Did he ever get it back?
Yeah, I found it at Motel 6 like a week later.
Wow.
The best part about that, though, is now if I ask that clerk, like, oh, have a good night, and he's like, well, I would, but I'm at work. It's like, well, shit can always get worse. You fucking know that now, right?
Now, my question is, as a tweaker, this definitely sounds like a tweaker to me. Not somebody messed up on something else, but... If somebody said, if I was, let's just say, drunk and belligerent and whatever, and some asshole's like, well, I'm just going to call the cops in. He probably phrased like that. How about I call the cops? Why didn't he just be like, fuck you, and just walk out then? Because he wasn't doing anything illegal at that point.
I don't know.
In fucking trouble. What a stupid idiot.
He might have had the drugs on him or something.
Well, I know, but I don't know. What a dumbass.
Yep, dumbass.
Stupid
idiot. Speaking of dumbass, I just found out a guy I've been like waving to, who never waves back at work, is actually blind. And would never look at me. I thought he was a dick because, like, straight across from him is a TV on the other side of the wall.
Okay.
Sometimes the audio is not even on.
Is he deaf as well?
No, he just doesn't know the TV's on.
Yeah, he's just blind. He's just staring. He's like a fill-in at a receptionist.
Okay.
So I'd see him there every once in a while.
Hey, man,
just kinda
what's up?
Like, yeah, sometimes I'll say, like, hey, what's up? He'll maybe say something. He might not know I'm even talking to him. So, you know, if I never get a response, I was like, this guy's just kind of a dick. Sometimes I'll walk in and, like, I'm going up there and he just looks past me or not at my eyes. Like, what the fuck is this dick?
There was a time my uncle was in, I forget what state. Oh, Louisiana. He's in New Orleans. And there's panhandlers everywhere. And one time he was walking down the street, and there's a panhandler, so he just grabbed the change out of his pocket, or what he thought was a panhandler, and just tossed his the money into the cup of coffee. And I guess the guy wasn't. He's like, "What the fuck, man?" It's like, "Oh, sorry, man. I thought you were
a dirty bum.
I thought you were a dirty old hobo."
That's awesome. That's funny.
All right, we got some news.
Yeah.
Woo.
The Comic-Con Koozie News Team with Taylor Billings.
No, you can pound it. You can pound it all you want. Pound it all day long.
Elijah Kirby.
I kind of picture, I guess I had this image in my head where all the zombies come in and they start eating that dude's balls, like, right away.
And Cole Wise on sports.
I'm just going to tell y'all, if you're golfing at Riverwood on hole 9, there's a bunch of dog shit on the fucking hole.
director on a movie, you think he'd show up when the filming started, right?
I know what you're talking about.
So Brian Singer, which is kind of a crazy name to be a director of a movie about a singer, got shit canned because he just decided not to show up.
Now, this is the X-Men's Brian Singer, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the Freddie Mercury movie that he's talking about.
Freddie Mercury biopic that they're doing. Uh-huh. So he just didn't show up for work, and he's...
He was warned about it a few times, too. Like, it wasn't the first time he had shown up
for
work.
Did he just not want to do it?
Is he, like, one of these wastoids that likes to go fuck off for a while and then...
Well, apparently it happened over the break. I guess they had a break for Thanksgiving or whatever.
Well, they had said that there was a few other times
before
Thanksgiving. Right. That's when he was warned, like, he just wasn't showing up.
But if I was a director and I was asked to direct a movie and getting paid, you'd think you'd want to be there.
Oh, fuck it, man. That movie's going to be better without him.
It very well could be. I just think it's crazy that you would squander that opportunity. That's
he probably thinks that, like, he's the director. Yes, there's, you know, Sony or Fox who owns this shit. But he probably feels like, well, he's the director. And then everyone else on the film crew will have to sit around and wait for me. It's that fucking pig-headed mentality.
You think that happens with even a director?
I think so.
I think the director would have to deal with that as far. That's like an actor thing to do.
It does seem like an actor thing to do.
But I don't know. That's nuts to me.
That is.
So I don't know who did it. I didn't see who they picked up.
Fuck him. I've never really liked him.
Tell me what else he's done.
He's done a couple good
things. Some of
the
X-Men movies, it sucked, like the third one.
He's had something to do with all of them. But yeah. I think he really started it with the first ones. But he has elements that I do like. And but for the most part, I don't know, he could have started off way better.
Huh. I forgot to have you cue up the one thing that I wanted. But Ford is suing somebody. Maybe I should have saved this for later, but I got so much later
Ford,
shit.
Ford, the car company?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who he is!
Yeah.
Oh, damn it!
I forgot to cue it up.
God, I should have fucking done this.
And his name is John Cena.
Oh.
They gave him a car, and they signed a contract that he was going to keep it for 2 years. Huh. It was a Ford GT, and they customized it.
It looked fucking cool.
Yeah, I guess there was a video of him.
Cue that up for my story later.
I didn't.
you got it, bud.
I didn't watch the video, but I guess there's a video of him driving it, and he says it's like fucking scary how fast it is and shit.
Right.
But
I'm gonna sell it.
It's all customized. Would you shut the fuck up? Quit interrupting the end of the story. God damn it. He signed a 2-year contract that says he couldn't sell it for 2 years. He sold it in less than 30 days.
Oh, well.
And so they're suing the shit out of him. But you know that he sold it because Taylor told you 2 or 3 times while I was trying to tell you.
Well, you said they were going to sign a contract not to sell it, so obviously the story was that he did sell it.
Damn it.
That was a good story.
All right. What do you got?
Comic which debuted Superman in 1938.
Hey, wait. Can I ask you something?
Huh?
Do you think that's how you say that word, or do you say it like that on purpose?
Which one? Debuted?
Debuted.
Oh, I do say it debuted.
I was just wondering, because I've just caught you say I couldn't tell if you're making a weird joke or not.
Oh, I would just say debuted.
I'm sorry.
Superman in 1938.
Debutted.
To be sold in auction for up to, what would you guess?
I think you told us the estimate the other week was at $1.2 million, so if you're telling us again, did it go for higher?
Nope, I'm probably just got old news here. Son of a bitch, going to the bottom.
All right, Cena. I was at work, and they're playing fucking news, and it says that this guy who killed some chick was found not guilty of murder.
Yes.
Well, if he's found not guilty, then you can't really say that he fucking killed her.
I actually, if we want to talk about this, I had a conversation with my mom about this, and she's super conservative. Blah blah blah. And they were really trying to pin this on like the immigrants because he's illegal.
Yeah,
you know, they're killing all these people that are, you know, coming over the border or whatever. But I had this conversation with my mom, and she's like, "Yeah, can you believe that he just got off with murder?" I said, "Well, obviously there was more to the story than just he shot her. He just shot her. Okay, he didn't kill her in cold blood. I mean, there must have been more to the story." And then she said, "Well, he was just trying to use the system in order to stay in prison." And I'm like, "Ma, if he was trying to do that, why did he plead fucking guilty? Or why did he plead not guilty?"
It doesn't. I don't know.
So it was like an accidental shooting sort of thing.
That's probably what ended up happening. Because
but yeah, I'm just saying the way that they put it is, oh yeah, this guy killed somebody, but he's found not guilty. It's like, you're a news organization. You have to use your words correctly. You can't say a person who's not guilty also did the thing that they were not guilty of.
Well, he did kill her, but
oh, he did.
Yeah, but I think it was probably like manslaughter or something. It was an accident, or okay. That's how they probably found it. I have no idea. It's a silly story.
I don't know. Just words are fucked up, and people need to use them right.
So there's a ton of Star Wars news this week, and one story that stuck out to me is that they're doing another trilogy.
But, like, separate of the regular universe.
God damn it, Cole. You gave away my story.
He said this one the other week. You're doing his old news now.
This was just this week, though.
Huh? Which one are you doing?
They're talking about how the Star Wars series is not going to be related to – the new trilogy won't be related to the
to the Skywalker story.
Yes, yes. Like the
– one of you two told us that one the other week.
Maybe it was me. Maybe this is old news.
Yeah.
No, 7 hours ago. 7 hours ago.
All right. Matt Lauer is fired.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, fuck him.
Fuck him.
Just kidding.
Did we ever talk about Morbius, the living vampire movie?
Yeah.
In development? Okay, then.
I forgot who you said was going to be cast as him.
Don't know. David Goyer initially wanted Morbius to be in Blade 2.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty cool.
All right. Well, I guess we have absolutely nothing for news except for old news.
Old news.
Old news. So I think it's time to move on.
Okay. What do we got? Hey, listeners, it's the casting call. With Elijah Kirby! Something like that, huh?
Sure, that'll work.
Yeah, that'll work.
Stephen King's It writer is working on Are You Afraid of the Dark film.
Well, if he doesn't like the It movie, it makes it dark and creepy. I think it could be good. And honestly, the type of movie... I think the type of people are going to want to see this movie are going to be... adults my age, okay?
Yeah.
Not saying I want to.
I don't.
So why not just make it dark as shit?
Right.
Make it a super dark movie.
God damn you two.
What?
You did the whole, they're making an...
Did we?
Are You Afraid of the Dark thing?
Know.
And then Taylor talked shit all over it the other day. Now he's all like...
I'm not talking...
Now he's like, oh, it'll be fine. People my age are going to go see it.
If...
All right, moving on. I think I have old stuff on here and new stuff.
There it is. If they do it the way I say. That was my thing. If they do it the way I say, they should do... Oops, sorry. If they do it that way, then it'll be fine. But if they don't...
Right.
I've had time to dwell
on it.
Did
I talk about James Franco?
I don't know.
We have. I just don't know which story we're doing here with him.
In Multiple Man?
Yes.
We did talk about that?
Okay. Yes, we did.
All right. David S. Goyer is in talks to direct He-Man film.
We didn't talk about that.
Masters of the Universe for Sony Pictures.
Who would play a good He-Man?
Dolph Lundgren.
He did in 1988.
He'll do it again.
No, that was not great. But it was Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, so set for release in December 18th, 2019.
Next?
Two years. Yeah. Cool. This other guy has hinted at getting a role in HBO's Watchmen series.
Hold on.
By playing the character Dr. Manhattan.
So that's what it's going to be now. It's not going to be the comedian?
Right.
Okay, he's going to be Dr. Manhattan.
Yeah.
All right. So who is this guy?
And his name is John C.
You don't think he could have toned that down a little bit there?
No, because we fucked it up last time. And I had to get it in there loud as fuck.
Oh, my God. That fucking hurt my head.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, cool. Oh yeah,
I did after he said the Watchmen thing. Yeah. I was hoping he was going to be the comedian instead, but
I've
never seen Watchmen.
I can't remember if Elijah told me that or if my buddy Josh told me that. And the thing that we thought was kind of cool, if he would be Dr. Manhattan, we'd rather have him as the comedian. But if he was Dr. Manhattan, you don't need a whole lot of personality. You don't got to be a great actor to be Dr. Manhattan. You just kind of got to be there and look like you. Are bigger than everybody else in the room.
And he's really good at that. He's huge.
Yeah, he's pretty fucking big.
I wonder how he'll look compared to the movie version.
I don't know.
He
maybe
pretty
I
good.
I like the movie version, but some of the movie version was extremely CGI.
Yeah.
You know, so and it's been like what 10 years at least since that movie version came out.
Right.
Maybe even longer than that, 15. So
it is gonna be HBO, so I hope it is dark and
I'm sure it will
creepy.
Be. What else do you got for casting?
That's pretty much it. No one else gives a shit.
But you had a little thing that you wanted to do for casting with your magazine there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
God damn. We're going to blow that another week, huh?
So I got here Wizard Magazine issue, August 1995.
How old were you then?
14.
Oh, so seven.
So that had been 22 years ago.
So what, we didn't have these superhero films in 95 like they do today.
Oh, yeah, Captain America.
So we would use imagination. If they were to make a movie today, here's our casting call.
If they were going to make a movie 22 years ago. This would be
yeah,
what
today
they wanted
95.
To have.
They could still do it today. Why not?
Right. For Flash, they were thinking Eric Stoltz.
The fucking redheaded kid?
Yeah.
Like, from Mask?
But without, you know,
what else
shit
has
on
he been
face.
In?
He was in a bunch of shit.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was
okay.
The drug dealer, right?
Right, right, okay.
He was always kind of, like, smaller roles in stuff.
Bruce Campbell as Hal Jordan.
Bruce Campbell as
the Green Lantern.
I don't know, but, yeah, he's a smart-ass
in
motherfucker.
95.
Yeah.
He's cocky as fuck. He's gonna do that.
Wonder Woman, they just picked out this bodybuilder named Rachel McLish.
What does she look like?
She looks 90s.
Let's see.
I suppose. I mean, she's... I don't know.
I mean, she's got the Amazon body and shit, but...
For some reason, Green Arrow was going to go to this Corey Eels.
Are you...
you don't know who that is?
Well, I know who it is. I don't know how you say his name.
Oh, okay. You made it sound like you didn't know who he was.
How do you say it?
Corey Eels, I believe. You said it right.
He was Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
What?
He was already Green Arrow.
Yeah, that is lazy shit.
That is.
That's like a Taylor's 10 list right there.
It is.
Jeez. Well, he played Robin Hood. He played a guy that shot arrows.
But he was awesome as fucking Princess Bride, though.
Definitely.
So you could tell he would already do some sword fighting and shit.
He's a great actor.
Aquaman, Kenneth Branaghan.
What is he?
Kenneth Branagh, that's right.
The director?
Yeah, he was in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein in 95.
Can I see him?
Dead Again. This guy right here.
You've seen him before. He's been in a bunch of shit, dude.
Let me just look at this guy's face.
Yeah, he directs all kinds of fucking, all kinds of Shakespeare stuff.
Huh.
Was he the lead in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein?
I don't think so.
He was Dr. Frankenstein, I believe.
Yes.
I think
he
so.
He played in Harry Potter.
Yeah, he was in a bunch of stuff.
And he
dude.
Was also in the in that new movie I saw, Murder on the Orient. He's fantastic.
Yeah, he's good.
They want him to play Aquaman?
Well, if they
he's
were
like,
cuz
he's
movie,
got
you
that
know.
British accent. They want Aquaman to sound like a king, the king of the ocean and shit.
He would have been way better than the Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Even now.
Oh, you mean Roman Reigns late?
Yeah.
For him. Martian Manhunter, at the time they were thinking Lex Luger.
Lex Luger for the Martian Manhunter.
Lex Luger.
They couldn't even do Keith David with the awesome ass voice.
Right.
Lex Luger sucked. He could barely talk in a fucking wrestling ring in the wrestling business. They wanted him to act. Fucking A.
God.
I don't know who Maxwell Lord is, but at the time
he was the leader of Justice League International. He turned into a bad guy and shot Blue Beetle in the head.
All right. Well, they're
fuck
saying
yeah, for him.
Sam Neill. Let's
yeah.
play him.
Let's see.
Sam Neill's he's awesome. He'll be awesome in it.
Why don't you read up?
Yeah,
some of those
oh,
items.
I know him. He Jurassic looked Park. Like. Except for Maxwell Lord was kind of a funny character. I don't know
Fire,
that Sam Neill was.
Played by Christina Applegate.
Yes.
Cheetah by.
What? No, fuck that. They
I
wanted
that
Christina Applegate to play some fucking Brazilian.
Sure.
Fire?
Look at her. She's beautiful.
That's fucking dumb casting.
And if you saw Die Hard 2, the bad guy from that, to play Reverse Flash.
Kind of looks right. Who? Show me Cheetah.
Cheetah, who is this chick? Some supermodel?
Looks like it.
Elle McPherson? Yeah, she was a supermodel, but fucking...
Does she act?
Cindy Crawford proved in the 90s you don't let supermodels act.
What did Cindy Crawford play?
She was in like one fucking movie with one of the bald... Not Alec Baldwin, not but one of the Diet Coke Baldwin brothers. And Stu Baldwin. It was very bad.
You know who would have been a great Sinestro?
Who's that?
Arsenio Hall.
No. They don't have Arsenio Hall as Sinestro, do they?
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God.
I would have... That would have been all right.
All right. Here's the description. Woof, woof, woof. Okay, enough. Yeah, the former late-night talk show host and star of Coming to America would be a perfect Sinestro. He's got the hair and everything. Plus,
the hair. He's
plus
got the
he
hair.
Needs
the
he's job. Got he's got a widow's peak and straight black hair and a mustache.
Perfect.
Is it Despero? Despero?
Despero, yeah.
Ron Perlman.
I could see that. They always put makeup on that motherfucker anyway.
Cirque. Deborah Hunger. You wouldn't know her because she was only in Highlander 3 and Whispers in the Park.
Nobody has seen Highlander 3. Well, I have.
Cersei.
Sure. I should have you read these. How many words have I gotten wrong? For Black Manta, the black man himself, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Just cover his face up with the fucking mask all the whole time.
Yeah.
So this would have been before Blade, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been.
Okay, yeah.
And then James Earl Jones to voice Darkseid.
To voice Darkseid, yeah.
Ah, sure. That's it?
That was it. That
I'll tell you, the next page on this magazine.
It's not even Justice League. It's like...
It's mostly the bad guys.
They didn't even do a Superman.
They probably would have just said Dean Cain. Because he was in Lois and Clark.
You know who would play a great Lex Luger? Jesse Eisenberg.
Lex Luthor.
Luger?
Lex Luthor.
Yeah, no, Jesse Eisenberg totally could be a good Lex Luger.
He could play
both. A great professional wrestler.
He could play both. I mean, they cast him as Lex Luthor. Why not Lex? I like it.
Right, why not?
I think next week we should come with our own list. Five?
Today. Okay, we'll pick like a team or somebody that hasn't been made.
Yes.
And we'll pick the actors of today's world.
Yes.
Put them in that. Or next maybe week. Even
why don't
recast.
You just make that a top 10?
Maybe next week. Because I already got a top 10 for this week.
Well, all right, we'll do it for next week.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I might even recast a few movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Fantastic Four?
Yep, Fantastic Four for sure. Maybe go. Even Justice League.
Yeah.
Not all of them,
yep.
But some.
Yep.
Basically, my sports news.
You only like some sports, don't like them all. Rather watch hockey than basketball. Thinks the Super Bowl ain't super great and only like soccer when they yell and go. The sports be cold. Don't shit your shorts. It's just cold on sports. Golf is not a sport.
Well, we got some sports.
So they did the UFC 218 the other day.
Mr. Kareem. Alistair Overeem, sorry.
What the fuck? Yeah, he got knocked out real bad. So I don't even remember the guy's name who knocked him out, but that guy's going to get a heavyweight title shot.
That uppercut. Did you see the uppercut?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn, that was brutal.
Yeah, but that's... I was not talking about that fight. I was going to talk about Eddie Alvarez beating Justin Gaethje. I won $10 on that. So
nice.
Fuck you, Brennan. So there we go. I'm going to get $10 from Brennan later this week. There is a goddamn evil genius on Twitch. His name is AJ Lester. And he streamed the entire UFC 218 pay-per-view without them pulling it off because he sat there with headphones and a game control in his hand pretending he was playing the UFC video game.
I had heard about
the latest UFC video game. And so when they went to check to see if he was streaming illegally, they thought he was playing a fucking video game.
That is
and he was even
awesome.
Like moving like
right.
Back and forth and reacting. He's like, oh, God damn it. You know, like the same shit.
I'll tell you, Xavier Woods posted that one of those videos or a clip of him doing that from onto Instagram. And I was wondering what the fuck it was. I was like, this is real.
Yeah.
What's he do?
Yeah, like, he was pretending that he was playing the video game so that when they went to check on him, he even had him, like, they had it so that, like, you could see him pretending to play the video game, watching the fight and reacting to the fight, you know, and shit.
That is great.
Fucking kid. But anyway, yeah, he got away with it, so good for him.
Nice,
I guess.
Nice.
Taylor, you wanted to talk about
I got a little video here. So, you know the Pontiac Silverdome? WrestleMania 3.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Detroit Lions. It's an icon of a place.
Right.
In Pontiac, Michigan.
Yeah.
And it was actually used in the film, most recently, Transformers, The Knight's Tale.
Cool.
Or whatever the fuck it was. The Last Knight, that's what it was. Because they just let that thing go to shit. They stopped having games there because the Detroit built a new stadium. And they gutted the place. There's still seats in there, but everything else was taken out. And I think VW was actually storing their shitty cars there for some time. But anyway, the place just went to shit. And they decided it's time to demolish this thing.
Like,
so,
second stadium in, like, 2 weeks that they decided to
Oh, yeah, because they did the Falcons.
Okay.
The Falcons old one. So we're going to watch the implosion video.
Huh. Is that it?
it didn't even fall down.
Dude, there was people talking all kinds of shit on Twitter. They're like, well, after so many years of disappointment with that stadium, it doesn't fucking surprise me.
Because
the Lions, they fucking sucked forever.
Oh, they're terrible.
Forever. And
they still suck. But what's I did see a t-shirt. I might buy it. Even though I'm not a Detroit fan, it's silver and purple, the Detroit Lions colors, but it says
silver and blue.
What'd I say?
Purple.
Sorry, think of the Vikings. Silver and blue, and it says Silver Dome Strong. I'm thinking about picking that up. That's pretty great. One more piece of sports news. As you know, Cole Robbie has fucked up the league rules, and for some reason, I'm going into first place at the end of this night.
Okay.
I'll be in first place, Cole.
All right.
And we're going into playoffs. I'll be first place.
I said, even if you win at fantasy football, you're still a fucking loser.
Well, Cole, let me just put it this way. I have the same record as the Vikings, so first place. Just saying.
Okay.
Throw a shout out to my boys.
Oh, I got a piece of sports news, kind of. I got a new roommate.
What?
My brother's girlfriend moved in.
And oh, nice.
So she came over and ate at our family supper the other night, and we played a fucking game of spoons, and she kicked the shit out of us. She beat my whole family playing spoons.
Now, explain to the listeners and Taylor Billings what the fuck spoons is.
Okay, so you deal out four cards to everybody, right?
Okay.
So there's three of us at this table. There'd be two spoons in the middle, right?
Okay.
It's kind of like musical chairs, but with cards.
All right.
So deal out four cards to everybody, and then whoever is next to the dealer then starts with the rest of the cards, starts picking up the cards and passing them on to the next person, right?
Yes.
And you're trying to make four of a kind. Once you get four of the same thing, you grab a spoon, and then whoever else doesn't get a spoon, they get a letter. Once they spell out the letter spoon, they're out of the game. So
it's like horse.
It's like, no, it's more like musical chairs, but there's just, you get five chances to lose.
Gotcha.
You're not doing trick shots with fucking spoons and shit.
It seemed like you were.
No, you're just grabbing shit. So she kicked the fuck out of us.
Nice.
She's a listener, too. She's probably happy that I lost. She's listening right now thinking, yeah, fuck you, loser.
Well, Cole, you know what they say about people that play spoons.
What?
Even if you're a winner, you're still a loser.
No. Nope. It's an actual game with real winners and losers.
Oh,
fantasy football.
Oh.
You're just like planning.
That's
you're just
right.
Planning for like fucking
right
a wedding. You're just making the seating chart.
Yeah,
that's all you're doing.
That's a good thing. That's a good analogy.
All right,
hit some sports news or WWE.
Yes, sir. We promised you a great main event here tonight.
Money Classy, the makeup champions.
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania is running wild.
WrestleMania.
I don't want to talk about Raw or SmackDown, do you?
Because
they sucked.
Did they?
Can you think of any of the matches that happened except for the Kevin Owens one and the Randy Orton one where they beat the fuck out of each other and it really, really wasn't that good?
Yeah.
Like, it was cool that he started bleeding from getting hit with a kendo stick and that Randy was all bruised up and shit, but other than that, it was a pretty bad episode.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I want to talk about...
Paige came back.
So? That was 2 weeks ago and nobody likes Paige. Tell me you were excited that Paige came back.
I was hoping there'd be some referencing to the old sex video thing.
I don't think they're allowed to do that.
Damn it.
Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks is what I want to talk about.
All right.
They're putting on the... Dave Meltzer, kind of... people like him and people hate him. A lot of people hate him. A lot of wrestlers hate him.
But he's honest.
So he was talking about Ring of Honor and saying that it'll be a really long time before they put on a show that can draw a crowd of 10,000 people or more.
Okay.
So they took it as a challenge.
Nice.
And so next summer they're looking for arenas, maybe London, maybe Chicago, maybe Los Angeles. They're looking for arenas that'll seat more than 10,000 people. And they're putting their own money on the line for it, to this Ring of Honor show. The goal is to attract a crowd of $10,000 or more so they can shove it in his face.
10,000 people or more.
10,000 people or more.
Okay.
Shove it into Dave Meltzer's face. And Cody's dream match for this event, who he wants to go up against, take a guess.
Is his current WWE superstar?
Yep, and his contract will be running out soon.
Lesnar. No.
Daniel Bryan.
Oh my god.
Dude, he's trying to poach talent from the WWE. Fucking awesome.
Could you fucking imagine? Dude, there's your draw right there. Everybody would be there for
him
that.
Him and the Young Bucks, every chance they get, they're just giving them the middle finger to the WWE. It's like, if I'm not talking shit on the actual company, I'll talk shit on Roman Reigns as much as I want to.
Dude,
I'll take your talent.
Oh my god. Could you imagine the draw?
That would be awesome. If it was in Chicago, I would consider flying out there.
That's fuck, man. That would be awesome.
The other piece of wrestling news is bad news. The EWI show that we were supposed to go to on Saturday, that was supposed to be in Mandan, is not in Mandan anymore because they couldn't lock down the fucking venue like a professional or something. So they got to do this shit in Medina, which is 70 miles away from here. And I don't mind driving out to Medina, but by the time that shit is done, I don't want to drive back from Medina.
I'll give my honest opinion after this podcast because I don't want to talk publicly about how irritating it is.
Yeah.
Because honestly, they have a facility that's 20 miles west of Mandan.
They're little developmental things.
And
the
so
worst
why
thing
not
is they
there?
Still got all their flyers up for the Mandan show so people don't know that there's a change in venue.
It was funny because I actually called over there today and asked about tickets. And they said, yeah, well, we don't know anything about that. So I'm like, ugh, god damn it. Pisses me off because I was really looking forward to it. Maybe we'll still go. I don't know. We'll decide.
Hey, you remember the other day when you were really mad at me because I was making fun of you because we were watching that commercial for Dick's Sporting Goods, and then they said that their website was dicks.com, and you got all upset because dicks.com wasn't what you thought it was the first time you went there, and I was laughing at you.
There was another...
There's
another joke about that. I forget what it was.
All right, want to hear...
Spence Elijah just took off. Okay. I'll extend sports news. I forgot that... I did go to the hockey game on Friday.
Yeah. You were going to tell me that.
The
Star Wars hockey game, right?
It was so stupid. Nobody was dressed. They didn't promote that shit at all.
Did you dress up? Did you bring your lightsaber?
No, but I did bring my Mandalorian Mercs jersey.
Nice.
Everybody was giving me looks, too.
Fuck those people.
They're like, what's this guy? Is he a Bruins fan? What the fuck?
It doesn't even look like a Bruins fan.
But it was stupid, because here they played the Star Wars theme song. They have this new cat, like that they inflate, that the
that looks like the fucking Scratch the mascot.
Right, it's huge though. It's probably close to 12 feet tall.
Have you ever just wanted to trip Scratch while he's going down the fucking stairs?
All the time.
God, that thing is annoying.
But so they have this thing that's like 12 feet tall that the players skate out of. You know, kind of like the sharks.
Like the sharks come out of the mouth and shit.
Right.
All right.
And we're just like, it took like 3 or 4 minutes for the damn thing to inflate. It's like, is this even worth it at this point?
I guess they already got it. They should just start inflating it early, though.
Absolutely. So that was so Star Wars Night was a disappointment. And then
did the Bobcats even have like Star Wars themed jerseys on?
No.
Fucking retarded.
Scratch came out with a lightsaber. That wasn't even a good one. It was
Scratch
a shitty
is dumb.
But I don't know. And then the game sucked too. Bobcats go up by 2.
Okay.
And then they played the clock the rest of the game.
Oh, so like, they weren't really trying to – they weren't playing to win. They were just playing to not lose.
Right. And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing at this point? And then Austin ended up scoring the final goal with 17 motherfucking seconds left.
So it was 2-1.
3-1.
3-1.
3-2, sorry. 3-2.
So Austin won?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And Austin – I went with Austin. He's like, well, I'm still a winner. Bobcats lose to Austin. I'm still a winner. Austin wins. Austin. I said, well, fuck you, Austin.
Austin's got bad puns for days, huh?
Yes, indeed. Well,
let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this Grand Delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
Just kidding, it's Cole's Movie Reviews.
Seen a documentary this week. I guess it's been on Hulu for a little while. It's called Too Funny to Fail. It's a Hulu exclusive.
Cool.
It's about the Dana Carvey Show. Some of the writers on that show was Louis C.K., Dino Stamatopoulos. That's the guy who wrote on, he wrote Moral Oral. Was a writer on Community for a long time. He was Starburns from Community.
Oh, shit, really?
He's done quite a few things. He's and helped produce things. I think he helps produce Rick and Morty, but I'm not sure on that.
Okay.
Or at least a couple of seasons. And Robert Smigel, the guy with the fucking dog that wants to poop on everything. And the incredibly gay duo, he created that. Also, some of the actors on that show was like Stephen Colbert and Steve Carell. And it was a very, very, very funny documentary. And then after you watch the documentary, you can go and watch some of the, you can watch all 8 episodes of the Dana Carvey Show that was on.
Nice.
So they got those on Hulu too. So that kind of leads straight into our TV shit.
I think it was those guys that had one of my favorite sketches where they would just go to a drive-thru.
It was Dana Carvey and Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would like pay for their food and and they just drive away laughing without getting their
food.
Like
they thought that they were pranking the guy. All of their pranks was actually hurting themselves. Like, they would go shovel an old lady's sidewalk for, like, $5. But when they would finish, they would just bust out laughing and throw the shovels away and just run off before they got paid. But it was a really stupid, silly show.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was a good documentary. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came back on this week. And they did, instead of just doing one episode, they released 2 episodes right away.
Cool.
So it's kind of like why they're in space and stuff. There's a lot of little Easter eggs in there. There's a S.H.I.E.L.D. Somebody asked about a S.H.I.E.L.D. space division.
Uh-huh.
And Coulson's like, that's dumb. What would you want us to call that? Like Spear, which is an actual space division in the Marvel comics and stuff. The ship's blasters look like the helmets from the Nova Corps. I'm not sure if that's on purpose or not. Coulson asks this dude, like, who are you? And the guy goes, I'm one of the true believers, which is something that Stan Lee used to always say. Greetings, true believers, you know. But a lot of little shit that you wouldn't really get if you weren't a big, dumb-ass nerd like me or Elijah. Yeah, I don't know. It was all fucked up. I think they... yeah, you remember how Mac used to always talk about the things with robots? Like, haven't you ever seen a robot movie? You can't do this or you'll die. If you can't do that or you'll die. Like, he was always afraid of robots.
Right.
Now they're in space and he says something about aliens. Like, haven't you ever seen an alien movie? If we split up, we die. Yeah, like, so it's his new thing, I guess. Yeah, really good, though. So far better than the start of last season.
Nice.
What'd you watch?
I watched Crisis on Earth X.
Okay. That's the CW crossovers.
Yep.
All right.
It's pretty awesome. So it started out in Supergirl. And basically, the gang comes together for Barry and Iris's wedding. But the ceremony is crashed by villains from Earth X. Dun, dun, dun. So some of the bad guys that are pretty much themselves, the dark versions of themselves, Dark Flash, Dark Arrow, Overgirl, Tommy Merlin.
Overgirl?
Overgirl is the Supergirl, but they call her Overgirl for some reason.
And Tommy Merlin is alive in that universe.
Right.
Okay.
For a bit, till he kills himself.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some pretty funny moments. One I liked, it was in Supergirl, and then when I saw, like, White Canary and her sister, Alex Danvers, because, you know, she's a lesbian now.
Yeah.
And when they started talking, I was like, oh, I hope so. And then later you see them making out, and then back at their place. So, yeah, White Canary and her got it on. It's nice. Pretty cool. Three times in one night, she said. Yeah, there's some cool shots, too, with Arrow swinging around this construction building, shooting his arrows to wind it all together to keep everything holding because it was going to come crumbling down. It was overall, it looked really good, and it was entertaining. It's more entertaining than some of the movies I've seen lately. Okay,
nice.
Yeah.
You really hated Thor that much, huh?
No, Thor was good.
They started playing Runaways on Hulu. That's the Marvel comic, but I don't know. It doesn't have anything to do with the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, as far as I can tell.
I tried watching it. I think it was my connection because it had to keep buffering like
what the fuck?
Every few seconds. I was like, son of a bitch. So I only got like a few minutes into it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's kind of, it's somewhere between the more serious shows and the CW shows, somewhat kind of drama and somewhat kind of more of a superhero shit. It's somewhere kind of in between that.
Do you think they would do references to any of the MCU, or if they were to do references, where what would it fall under? Would it be more of
an X-Men? So far, they haven't done any. I believe that it would be more of a MCU thing because it's Hulu, and made by Sony. Sony, what does Sony own right now?
Spider-Man. They're kind of working with them on that.
Yeah, so I think it'd be more in the Spider-Man sort of realm of shit, that's but not necessarily the X-Men. Yeah.
I saw. Oh, this is the one that James Marsters is in. He plays the dad, I believe.
Yes, he's a real prick.
Is he?
Yeah.
I like to see him as that. I mean, he kind of was a prick in Buffy and in kind of in Torchwood a little
bit. Wait, Cyclops?
No, James Marsters, not Masters. The guy you got the picture for Dana. The fucking blonde, the blonde vampire.
Oh, that guy.
The hottie.
Yeah.
I guess
he is. I don't know.
He's a really cool guy. I got to meet him at the... He talks a little bit about Runaways when he did his... what do you call it? His little meet and greet or his panel thing.
Yeah. I saw him at his panel.
He's cool.
He is cool.
Nice guy.
I don't really want to talk about any more TVs. Do you guys got any more TV stuff that you got?
No, but we did want to talk about the new trailer.
Yeah, let's talk about the new trailer a little bit.
I'm out.
Cole doesn't want to listen in because
I'll listen in, but I just we can
spoil it.
I'll listen in. It's just don't a trailer, know what we're
but
about.
If he does want to step out 5 minutes,
there was a clip that was leaked.
Yeah,
I won't talk about that. Very much.
The one thing you wanted to talk about was Thanos.
Oh, God.
And I've seen a picture of it. I kind of get what you're saying there.
This is the picture. All I can say about Thanos in this, and you lent me the book. I read the book. I'm like, right. God, Thanos is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
He's great.
Right.
But then we get this guy. The best I can do is $50 for all those. It's a picture of Thanos and a.
Yeah, but you know that he's not going out in those arms and that he's going to have gauntlets on and shit.
No, he didn't. Not in this. No, he did not.
He's not going to have those skinny little arms, though.
He did not have that, Cole. He was bigger. He did look buff. My question is, so
what is the question?
My question is,
is it that he's bald?
No.
Are you a baldist?
I am. No, he looks like a bro.
Okay.
You know, like a guy that listens to fucking Avenged Sevenfold. Like one of these, he just looked like a douchebag.
Let me see him.
And maybe that's what they were going for. But what I don't understand is, especially with Thanos and all the CGI that she's using, why can't they just make his eyes white? You know, make him look fucking menacing. With his beady little fucking eyes here, he just looks like a douchebag.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what they're going for. I don't know.
I don't think that's the right picture. Like him standing in the makeup trailer wearing a fucking collared polo t-shirt with the fucking...
That was my gripe. Is he just...
I wonder how that would look if he had white eyes.
It'd look really cool. I could see.
I can understand your gripe a little bit. You know, because we have seen him before, and he's looked awesome, and that's kind of the classic look that I want to see again, at least in it, all its.
And honestly, when we saw him in the other movie, which one were we introduced
at
to
the end of all of them?
No, but
at
there was
the
one...
end of Avengers.
But he had
when you see the side of his face.
Well, he had a real conversation with his daughter. It was Guardians,
with
Ronan. Looked fucking great.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Just not a big fan of that look. He'll look, I'm sure, great in, you know, in other contexts. But dude, look at him in this. This is him at the end of the goddamn movie.
Right. He's got the helmet on.
Looks good. He looks great.
Yeah.
And then to see it, and then for their fucking preview, that's the Thanos that they fucking show.
I see a similar Thanos,
honestly,
just without a helmet.
Honestly,
and
the
he's
context.
Bald and you don't like it.
The context, I can understand.
And I've seen him like that, what they showed him in that trailer. I've seen him like that.
In the comic. I have too. It was the movie that we're going to see, The Infinity War. No. It would have been the Infinity War when he was on that planet, you know.
Oh, when he was just farming.
Yeah. Essentially. But I don't know. For the trailer, you got to bring your A game.
Yeah, yeah.
And if that's the Thanos, there's, like I said.
So they're bringing Farmer Thanos in from the comics.
Come on.
I get what you're saying.
The best he can do is 50 for all those Jevs. Jesus, Murphy.
Dude. So,
that's the shit I'm talking on that.
My car is almost paid off. So what the car dealership I bought it from is trying to do is they know that it's close to pay it off and shit. Now they're trying to sell me a different car to trade it in.
Yep.
They keep calling me, will you come and trade your car?
Fuck you.
Yeah. I'm like, I want to pay it off and then not have bills for a while and save money. You know, like that's what I want to do. But they keep on calling me and trying to get me to come in and get my car evaluated so that I can trade it in for a new car, and then I got to start all over again and start paying again. I know I'll get like some money back for my car, but not a whole, you know, not as much as I'll be saving, right?
Right.
So I just kept telling them, stop calling me, stop asking me, and they keep sending me shit and emails and stuff. And now every time they call me to set up one of these like evaluations on my car, I'm just like, oh yeah. 2:30 on Monday. That'll be perfect. So if you're going to keep calling me, I'm going to keep wasting your fucking time and not showing up for these fucking appointments.
I can just imagine a salesman just waiting there for Cole.
Fuck these guys.
He'll be here this time.
Yep.
He probably plays cats in the cradle every time he doesn't show up.
I've made about 3 or 4 appointments now. They keep on fucking calling me and scheduling appointments.
I think they'll get the hint.
I don't think so. They keep calling. They've left. I've got 2 more voicemails on my phone right now.
Right. Are we ready for Taylor's 10
sure.
to wrap this up?
Is there a 10?
There is.
Definitive opinion on everything. I don't give a fuck about what you think. It's Taylor's 10.
Spook month is October, right? That's what I've decided. So December is Christmas month, right?
Good. I'm really, really original, Taylor. Okay, so what's your top 10?
Top 10 is going to be the top 10 gifts from the song 12 Days of Christmas.
So you're just what are the 2 gifts you don't want? That's what you could say.
You ever watch you didn't watch The Office. Well, there's this scene in The Office where the one guy actually gives the girl the actual 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay.
And he's like, and the birds just attack the shit out of her. And she's like, or Andy says something to the effect of, like, how is it my fault that the first 3 days are birds or something, or the first 4 days are all birds? But anyway, I'm going to do the top 10 for this week. Christmas characters from movies. What do you think?
Sure.
Okay, sure.
All right. Number 10, Bad Santa.
Okay.
You cool with that, Cole?
Sure.
Or you want your
Where's my ding-a-ling?
Here it is.
Not that button.
Aw. I never
Well, if he was going to press the wrong button, it worked out better than when you pressed the wrong button.
Number 9 could be a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie.
Oh, no.
The Penguin from the movie Batman Returns. That was a Christmas movie, by the way.
It was a Christmas
movie. But that's not the one. I'm going to say Jack Skellington from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Number 8. Is a holiday classic for me. Miracle on 34th Street with the Attenborough guy.
Never seen it.
Really?
I don't watch Christmas movies.
Really?
Not really. Not if I don't have to. I've seen a few of them.
Number 7 is Cole's favorite Christmas movie, Home Alone. We're going to put, but not Kevin McAllister, because I thought Cole would say he's a bitch. So I didn't include him. So I did Harry and Marv.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, which one was Joe Pesci?
Marv.
Harry. No, it's Harry.
Harry.
I liked him. He was awesome.
Okay. Number 6. Also, one of those debatable Christmas movies. Die Hard. John McClane.
Yeah. Of course.
Of course. I got to watch that at the end this year. I don't think she's ever seen it. I've seen it, but not the second one. I didn't like the second one.
Hey, since I got to hear Christmas music... Every time I go to work, sometimes twice a day.
Yeah.
Can we turn this shit off?
Nope.
God damn it. It's like a fucking worm burrowing into my head.
Number 5 is the quintessential bad guy for Christmas. The Grinch.
Sure.
Number 4.
The Jim Carrey version, right?
That's a weird fucking movie.
I'm just messing around. I've never seen that one either.
I'll let you borrow it.
I don't want to.
Number 4 is the old man. That's what's called. That's his name in the movie. The old man from A Christmas Story.
Which one? Which one is A Christmas Story?
Ralphie.
Scrooge, I thought.
Oh, with the dumb little kid and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, which one's the old man?
The dad.
Oh. Yeah. Sure.
The dad is just called the old man.
That's his character. Yeah. Because they never call him anything else.
Stupid.
You'll like Cole. This is your guy. Number 3 is your guy. It's from the movie Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the 1964 film that was stop motion, if you recall. But it wasn't!
Is it the dentist?
The dentist was pretty cool.
Oh, man. What's his name? Hermie?
Hermie was awesome!
There was an episode of Justified, and this one guy was trying to tell the sheriff, or tell the marshal, trying to tell Raylan Givens why he became a dentist, and he was talking about that movie, and he's like, you know Hermie? He's like, which one's that? The one who wanted to be a dentist. And Raylan's like, oh, the little gay dude. I bust out laughing so hard.
It wasn't him, though. I'm going to give this one to Yukon Cornelius.
I don't know who that is.
You know who that is, right?
He's the
miner guy.
The whatever he is. He's a miner?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was a miner. I thought he was like a hunter or something.
No, he's got the pickaxe.
Yeah. Thought he was out there looking for the abominable snowman.
I'm going to just go. I'm going to go take out a reindeer with a pickaxe. Dude, seriously, 3 times we got to listen to this song 3
fucking
times.
That's the only one I have, Cole.
Just stop playing it.
All right, fine.
Jeez, Grinch. All right.
Number 2.
Uh-huh.
Another one of those debatable Christmas movies, but goddamn, it is a Christmas movie.
Right.
Gizmo with the Santa hat
in
Gremlins. It's a cute little fucking bastard.
I would have gone with one of the Gremlins.
Like Stripe?
Yeah.
He was like pre or post mutation.
Post.
Got it, cool.
Yeah.
Watch this video where this company actually restores the latex puppets.
Yeah.
And it was a really fascinating video. I should send it your way. You might like it too.
Cool.
That's probably the best movie you've had on this list so far.
You've never seen it?
Die Hard. I said that's probably the best movie.
Die Hard?
I think the Gremlins might be a better movie just because I haven't seen it so many times. Like, yeah,
maybe.
So I'm not kind of burnt out on it.
Let's watch that one.
Yeah.
At my house. Naked.
Naked?
Well
let's do it. Well, we're going to do a marathon with the two movies.
All right, let's
do that.
The
second one is really good, too.
Cool.
All right, number 1 is for Cole because he is certainly this. Scrooge.
Okay.
From whatever you want. I don't care. It could be Scrooge from
Scrooged.
Yeah, there you go.
Bill Murray.
Scrooge McDuck. Hey, Cole, I got some great news for you, though.
All right.
This month, because it is, we're keeping Christ in Christmas.
Fuck you. No, fuck you.
Taylor Santa will be a Christmas theme every week this week. So,
yeah.
Good. Get a different fucking song.
I can't say that it will be different, but I'll do my best, Cole. I'll do my best. You like Jingle Bell Rock?
No.
Not anymore.
Not three times in a row. Dude, seriously, it's like...
That's the only one I had, Cole. Oh, shit. That's the only Christmas song I had on our Comic Can Koozie playlist, and I apologize. Next week, I'll cycle through more Christ-related things because we are keeping...
Yeah,
I'm going to talk some shit real quick about a local person, and it's that son of a bitch from Dvorak Motors. Have you ever watched his fucking ads on TV?
Oh, with putting the kids in that?
No, that's the Honda. That's
one of them. Bismarck putting their fucking kids in it.
He starts off his fucking ad by saying, "Hi, this is Dvorak from Dvorak Motors, and we're keeping the Christ in Christmas." And it's like, you're a car salesman. You're a dirty fucking used car salesman keeping Christ in Christmas. What did Christ say about used car salesmen?
Is that the one down on Airport Road?
Yes.
I got stories about that fucking place.
What did Jesus say about used car salesmen? Crucify the motherfuckers. And that's all I got to say about that. All right, with this week's edition of Comic Can Koozie, I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
And I'm Cole Wise.
Peace.